this now. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for the great privilege that we have to come to Thee. First, we cannot come except by Christ. So therefore, we place His name ahead of our prayer. And then we know by His word that You will answer us while we ask in His name. No righteousness of our own. Nothing that we possess that we can do. But by grace alone we come, asking in Christ's name. Father, there may be many men and women in here around this building tonight who are sinners. Thou to die for this sinner. May this be the night that God will speak to their hearts and call them by His grace into the kingdom. Granted, Father, maybe they've wasted a many years wandering around in sin, but may this be the hour. Thank You, Lord, for Billy Paul tonight. My poor little motherless boy. Tossed about. Thank You, Lord, for giving Him the Holy Spirit. As His shirt now. Some glorious day we'll see Mommy again. All things will be alright. Oh God, let the angel let her know today. Christ so in her death that serve God. Someday Billy Paul would be a man and receive the Holy Ghost. Prayers are answered. God bless the boy now. They follow along in the footsteps of the Master. I had little boys in trembling when he said, Daddy, I just received the Holy Ghost. I'm so happy. God, may that be the experience of every unborn again person here tonight. May they receive the Holy Ghost tonight. When did any sin forgive us, Lord? Heal the sick, bind up the broken heart. And now, Lord, I don't even know where to start to speak tonight, but Thou wilt provide. I believe Thee, and I ask that You'll give us something that would help the people while we ask it in His name. Amen. Just for a little scripture reading here, in Isaiah 35, I wish to read, because my words will fail. God's word will never fail. Therefore, no service is complete without first the reading of the scripture. The wilderness, the solitary places, shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as a rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even in the joy. Singing and glorious shall come to Lebanon. Shall give unto it the assembly of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord and the assembly of our God. Strengthen ye the weak hand and confirm the feeble knees. Say unto them that are a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He will come and save you. He will open the ears of the deaf. Shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall sing. For in the wilderness shall the waters break out, the streams in the desert. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and a thirsty land, springs of water. The habitation of dragons, where each lake shall be grass and reeds and rushes, and a highway shall be there, and a way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over, but it shall be for those the way-bearing man, though fools shall not err therein. No lion shall be there, nor any previous beast shall go thereon. It shall not be found there. But the redeemed shall walk therein. And the ransom of the Lord shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their head. They shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. May the Lord add his blessings to the lead reading of his word. I want to speak tonight, if God willing, just a few moments to you. I'll watch my watcher that I don't keep you too long tonight. After through the services of this week trying to show people that there's no need of being scared, the worst thing the devil can put up on you is fear. If you even had a cancer and didn't fear and believe God would heal you, you wouldn't be in too bad a shape. God take care of that. If you were sick, whatever it is, if you didn't fear. So fear is one of the worst things that Satan can place up on the person. Now, this week I tried to prove by the scripture that the man that's born again of the kingdom of God has nothing to fear. You're absolutely safely secure in Jesus Christ. All the Father has given me, he said, will come to me. No man can come unless the Father calls. The Father's got to lead him up to me, and he that comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. And all, no man can pluck him out of my Father's hand. No man's greater than he is. He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation, but pass from life, from death unto life. He that eats my flesh and drinks my blood hath, not will have, but hath, present tense, everlasting life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. Wherefore, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of your redemption. There you are. Sealed the way until the day of your redemption. Not just from one revival to another, but till the day of your redemption. My, how the Holy Ghost come in this morning and bless us on that. Step assured of 1:30 this morning from about 9:30. How he blessed us. Now tonight, I want to speak on, Isaiah said here, there shall be a highway and a way of holiness. Now I want to speak on God's way. God's way that's been made for us. Now, if I was going to New York City, the best thing for me to do is not try to find geographically how I'm situated and take off north. But the best way to do is get a map and follow the map. Is that right? A highway. But oh, I get in trouble. There's no shortcuts in God's kingdom. You know, we try to make a shortcut. We get out here in a pond somewhere and mire down. And that's what we do when we get off the grand old highway of God.
Amen.
God's made a path, a way. When the children of Israel come out of the land of Egypt, they followed God's path. It led up to the Red Sea. Strange that God would lead his path up that way, but his path went right through the sea. So when come time and the showdown, and Israel stood there before the sea, God's path led across the sea, so God looked down through the pillar of fire, the sea got scared, moved back, and Israel went across on dry land.
Amen.
God's path led through it. Then he went right up to the wilderness, into the spring of Myra, bitter water. Isn't it strange that God would lead his children to bitter water? But them all goes along the road. But when he was there, the remedy for the bitter waters was standing on the bank. Moses cut out a tree and throwed it in the water and turned sweet again. Some through the water, some through the flood, some through deep trial, but all through the blood. That's the way God leads his children. God has, God provided ways. If the children of Israel would have to try to bypass and go around down this way, they'd have gotten in trouble. They had to follow the cloud of fire, the pillar of fire that led them. They followed that. And if the church tonight will only follow the pillar of fire, the Holy Spirit, you'll make Canaan as sure as anything. God has a way, a provided way. There's two ways a man can go. And that's his way or God's way. And that's the right way or the wrong way. And your way is always the wrong way, and God's way is the right way.
Amen.
And you can't be in your own way and in God's way at the same time, so you got to get out of your own way so God can have his way in you.
Amen.
That's right. God makes the provided way. Man is always born to make his own way. In the Garden of Eden, God made a man so he didn't have to shift for nothing. God made him perfect. But man wanted his own way. He wanted to tamper. He wanted to find out. And then as soon as he fell, we went through that this week in the studies of the Scriptures, he made himself a religion. He didn't wait for God to make him one. He made one himself. But he found out that his religion, his covering, wouldn't work. That's always been man. He wants his own way. But God had a way. So man made fig leaves and put them over him and his wife. But when he come down to face God, he found out that wouldn't work. And I tell you, friends, there's been a many a man in this tonight that's coming down to the end of the road to find out that that little shallow religion that you're holding on to won't work.
Amen.
Nothing short of being born again will work.
Amen.
Jesus said, except a man be born of water and spirit, he will in no wise enter into the kingdom. No wise. No matter if he's Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever he is, he'll not enter in until he's born of water and spirit.
Amen.
Born means he's changed. He has to die before he can be born. So you got to die to yourself, be reborn again in Christ Jesus. That's right. Now, I want you to notice, he found himself trying to make his way. We had this morning how Cain tried to make his way. He brought out some apples and pears and peaches and pumpkins, or what it was, laid it up on the altar and said, now there, Lord, I built an altar. I built a church. I'm a good church member. See? I go to church every day. I come here and built the altar. I put the sacrifice up on it. Now I'm going to kneel down and pray. And now, Lord, I want you to receive me. But God refused him. And that same old religious spirit lives right down amongst the church today, the very same thing, just as religious as they can be, and knows more about God than a Hottentot would know about Egyptian knife. You know that's the truth. Religious spirit. Don't think installing is the Antichrist. The Bible says the two spirits will be supposed together to see the very elect.
Amen.
We find out that Judas Iscariot come right down and went out and rejoiced and preached the gospel, come back tottering and shouting and having a big time with the rest of the disciples. That's Matthew the 10th chapter. But he followed the disciples right along, yet the incarnated devil. And come right along as Jesus was the incarnated God, the Cain and the Abel from the Garden of Eden. But when it comes time for him to go up to Pentecost and get the blessing, he showed his color. And when you go talk about being born again, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, 9 times out of every 10, that spirit will show their colors what they are. You say that's a bunch of fanaticism. Leave it away. Brother, if God provided place for man today. Hallelujah! Look, God has always made a provided way. God's under obligation to make a way. God makes a way for nature. Why did we have these big floods to the country? You cut off all the timbers and things like that. But they're washed down. You build up a dam down here and build up the riverbed. There you go. The water, you interfere with nature. God had a provided way. That's what causes the flood. Anything that man tampers into that God has made perfect, then you imperfect it.
Amen.
That's right. Now, just like, for instance, like the duck. I actually watch the duck seasons when I go hunting up in the mountains. I'd be up there in the fall of the year. Well, there the ducks all come out of Louisiana down there, down the swamps, and go up north, and they settle down, make a nest, and raise their little ducklings. Then that little fellow's raised up. They can come along about September this time of year, late September, and then the little duck, little drake, he's never been off that pond. He's just right there in the pond. After a while, the frost flies up there on the mountain. A little snow hits up there and a cold breeze blows down across that mountain. That little old duck feels that. Now, he's never been nowhere on that pond. He's a year old yet. He sticks his head up in there, a little honker, run out in the middle of the pond, go, honk, honk. Every duck on the pond will come to him. Every duck on the pond knows that he's a born leader. And that little old duck will rise off that pond without a compass or anything else and go just straight to Louisiana to the right field as he can go. Looks like Christians ought to have ducks then, didn't they?
Right.
Why? You say it's instinct. No, they go God's provided way. God gives them a way, an instinct to lead them down there, and they believe it. But God gives man the Holy Ghost and he rejects it. He wants his own way, but God has a provided way for us. Hallelujah! I feel kind of nine religions tonight, as we listen to a few nights of revival. Notice, there it is, yes, sir. That little duck will go down there, and I'll tell you something else. You go out here to newspaper say tomorrow it's going to be pretty weather. And you go hunting and watch them rabbits go to settling down in that grass. Don't you be read them newspapers. You watch that old sow take the shucks off of the north side of the hill and take them over here on the south side of the hill and make her a bed over on the south side of the hill. She knows more about it than all the newspaper commentators in the world. Right? She's got an instinct. She's getting around on the south side to hide that cold north wind coming down. Oh, if a hawk's got sense enough to hide from the breeze, what about you and the Holy Ghost? Hallelujah! That's your instinct. Yes, sir. If God give them an instinct. If God's provided way for them, they live in God's provided way. You take a flower, when he dies, he goes down the ground. That's the end of him, he lives again. God made a provided way for him. And he believes in it. God always has made a provided way. Sometimes it don't lead to pleasant things. Sometimes it goes through the hardship. But it's God's provided way. God makes it anyhow. One time he had a man in God's provided way. He had to go into a lion's den. But he went God's provided way. God brought him back out again. Hallelujah. I should see some Hebrew children sitting down there in Babylon one morning. They refused to bow to an idol. That's right. They said, we won't do it. Beat all the music you want to and sound your cornets and trumpets, but we'll not bow down to your idols. Hallelujah. Give us some more Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Yes, sir. Let's bow down to your worldly stuff. We don't have to knock down to it. God's made us free by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Now I can see down there one morning. Let's turn our cameras down that way a minute and watch and see. I can see them boys down there one morning. He said, now look, the king said, everybody don't bow down. We're going to throw him in the fiery furnace. And they went and prayed through one night. The next day when the sound came, they said, bow before the image while they turned their back to it. So he come out and said, boys, did you do that? Yeah, well, we heat the furnace up 7 times hotter than it ever was. Now, isn't that strange? There was a king plank laying out here going up to the mouth of the furnace. All the Babylon was red that morning, the fire roaring. I see King Nebuchadnezzar as a modern man today sit out there and said, now we'll just burn all that Holy Ghost religion out of them guys. Oh, yeah. Don't you think the devil won't burn you? He sure will. But remember, the Holy Ghost is by itself. Now, won't you know what? God's way led right up that gangplank. I can see Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walk into death march. I can hear Shadrach say, Abednego, did you pray through?
Yeah.
All right. Are you sure you're God's way? Yes, sir. God said in his word for us not to bow to idols, and we won't do it. God is able to deliver us from this fire furnace, but if you don't, what of it? We're not going to bow down. We're going to God's provided way.
Amen.
I hear somebody say, are you sure you got his provided way? Yes! Hallelujah. Some say, well, don't you think all that people possible could be right instead of you? No, sir. The Bible said so, and we're staying with it. Right up that gangplank they go. I just saw the intense heat was almost, it didn't kill the man that brought him up. They're just about ready to step in. God hadn't said a word, they're still walking the provided way. Walked right up to the mouth of the furnace, just about time they got ready to step into the fiery furnace. You know, I got an awful black picture here in front of me just now. Man that tries to live true to God, walking God's provided way, fixing to be burned up. What a picture. Notice. All the time there's something going on down here, there's something going on up there at the same time.
Amen.
Let's look up there a little bit and see what goes on. I can see him sitting there and his priestly robes around him. Hallelujah. I can see a first thing coming from the right, a great big angel called Michael. They got one up there, you know that? I can hear him right up there, but it's about him to say, Master! I see him taking his sword out of his shield like this and say, have you looked down at Babylon this morning? There's man walking God's provided way. There's man who's willing to steal their testimony this morning. Our brother is just about to be burned. I hear him say, let me go down there. I'll change the picture. I believe he could have done it. I do. I hear him say, no, can't let you do it, Gabriel. You've been a Michael, you've been a very fine angel. So put your sword back. And attention there. Here comes another angel. He's called Wormwood. And it's the water spitter. Here he comes up. The master, look down there. I've got all the control of the waters. You turn it over to me in the antediluvian destruction, and I'll wash the whole world away. All but Noah and his people. Now, He said, let me go down there. I'll wash that one off the mat. I hear you say one word and you can do it. That's right. But I can't let you go. It's a man's eyes, dog. Oh, I see him raised up like that. They're just about to make the last step. I can see him reach over there and say, come here. So a big thunderhead hanging out there. Hold on. It obeyed him. I stand here and say, east wind, north, west, and south. Come here and get on this thunderhead. I'm going to drive you like horses and we're set on this thunderhead this morning like a chariot. I'm going down and down myself. Hallelujah. I see him reach up, get a hold of the zigzag like crash across the sky. Like that, this is to make their last step, walking in God's provided way. And about the time they hit in there, he passed by the sea of light, picked up a palm, and he was standing down there fanning the breeze all the time. Hallelujah. He's always there when man will walk God's provided way. Yes, sir. One time there was an old black preacher, an old holiness preacher, back out a long time ago by the name of Noah. He said, you're going to rain. Lord, come a storm. I hear the people go around and say, you hear that old holy roller up there? He said, it's going to rain. Well, it never rained up on the earth. He's going to rain. How would that water come from? Well, let's go get the signs out and find out if there's any water up there. Why, no, there's no water up there. What's the matter? That old preacher's off his head. But God said so. God said, prepare an ark, Noah, for the saving of your household, for the saving of the people. And Noah just had sense enough to do it. That's all. He come and prepared the ark. And one day I hear someone down on the corner talking down at the business corner. Someone say, hey, what about that rain story up there? That old quack preacher talking about it's going to rain up there. You ever hear such a thing? And he thinks he's in God's provided way. He was. Amen. The first thing you know, there comes a thunder and a lightning. I see the old, big old Mammy Camel out there look up and say, Papa Camel? Did you hear what that was? That was thunder. That's what Noah said. Let's get to the ark. Down across the hill we went. Here come Papa Horse and Mama Horse and all the rest of the pairs right into the ark. One by one, God closed the door. He sent the ring. Noah's in God's provided way. Some of them got along, said, I spoke to, but our day when the storms began to rain, the ark went up. Hallelujah. While they were in God's provided way.
Amen.
God will always bless people that are walking away from the provider. He never provided laws. He never provided this. He provided an ark. And today, my brother and sister, there is a way provided for men and women. That's through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the Calvary. Plus, we have remission of sins and can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost as approval of God that He's accepted us into His Son, Christ Jesus. Safely secured. Hallelujah! Don't call me only over anyhow, so you might as well get started now. All right, I feel pretty good. All right, you see that? That is God's way, the only way. It ain't the Methodist way, it ain't the Baptist way, it ain't the Presbyterian, it ain't the Pentecost, it's Christ's way. Christ is God's provided way, and God provided sacrifice. He's Jehovah Rapha, He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah Manassas. When Abraham offered up Isaac, he called the place Jehovah Jireh. The Lord will provide Himself a sacrifice. And there it is.
Amen.
The Son of God.
Amen.
Amen. God always makes a way of escape. Yes, sir, one time there's an old preacher down there preaching to the name of Elisha. He got up there and looked out over the country and he said, I tell you, it's God all that I ever seen. Came down there and went and married a little painted up Jezebel.
Amen.
Enough paint on her face to make the only woman in the Bible that ever painted her face.
Amen.
And you know what God did to her? God fed her to the dog.
Amen.
You know what she did? You see the woman with a lot of paint on her face? You know what she did? The hell, Miss Saucy. That's what she is. God's dog.
Hold
on. Listen, brother. I've just turned back from Africa. And here's come an old preacher walking down the desert, and around him like that. They spurred out with whiskers like a woolly worm, walked up before the king and said the dew won't even call a fall till I call from it. Hallelujah. He was in God's provided way.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Well, get over here, you fanatic. All right, we know what we're doing. Old Elijah said, Lord, what must I do? You provide the rest. We all done that. They get up there for the book of secrets and sit down. All right. A very bad place, but I won't sit down. You said, go up there. If you're passing, sit there. I'll walk up there. Walks up and sit down and said, now, Lord, what are we going to do here? Sit there. Just stay there.
Amen.
And the first thing you know, they begin to get hungry. He said, Lord, get a little bit hungry, and here come a raven by. Someone said, look at that old holy roller preacher sitting up there on the hill. Well, is he crazy? Well, that guy sitting up there in the sun will die. Why, he's a fanatic. And the first thing, all the waters dried up. There's no water to drink down in the land. But every time Elijah wanted to drink, he just down to the brook and he just drank. And then when he got hungry, there come a raven by with a sandwich in his mouth and here you are, Elijah. You say, where did the raven get? You mean you believe that, Brother Brennan? Yes. Meal in the house to make one little cake for my son. I'm taking two sticks that I might pick this cake and he and I eat it and die. Say, go fetch me a little water first and bake the cake and bring it to me. What you going to do? There's God's provided way. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
He said, brother Bill, my mother run away from home. My husband won't live with me.
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Hallelujah. All these other things will be added.
That's right. How am I going to do it, brother Bill? Go ahead and do it. Jesus said, follow me. That's right. Keep your eyes single. All right. The first thing you know, she goes in. She takes these two sticks and breaks them. You know how the old Indian way of breaking a stick? That was the cross, of course. In the cross, they put it right in the middle. That's where the fire was. Put that whole cake up. Brought the whole cake out, give it to the preacher. He stood there and he said, now go back and get one for yourself and your son. For thus saith the Lord. That barrel of that little iron empty, or the crew's gone until the day that God's hands ring on the earth. Hallelujah! Because she sought the kingdom of God first, because she walked in God's provided way, God rewarded her. You believe that?
Amen.
Yes, sir. There was a woman one time who lost her brother. His name was Lazarus. Oh, he was a good boy. She hated to give him up, and he died. She sent for her pastor, or the evangelist, which was Jesus. She'd come out of the church and she'd give up all they had. And she sent for Jesus, come pray, and he just went on. Then again, he just went on. He said, I'll do nothing until the Father showed me. The Father already showed him Lazarus was going to die. He come back to while after about 3 or 4 days. He said, Lazarus dead, and for your sake, I'm glad it wasn't that. But I'll go wake him. So then she heard Jesus was coming, so she went out to meet him. That was God's provided way. Go meet Jesus.
Amen.
That's right, always. When you got sorrow in your home, go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Got sickness in your home, go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Got heartaches in your home, go meet Jesus.
Hallelujah!
You got a need for anything, go meet Jesus.
Amen.
Go meet him. He's got all the remedies. Everything there. He ain't got the remedies, he's got the cure.
Amen.
Amen. Then she went to meet him, and she fell down at his feet. And she read a story one time. Well, there was a woman way back in the Bible at a Shunammite. She was very mindful of a preacher by the name of Elisha. So she made a little chamber on the side of her house there, with a bed and a candle and a stool and so forth. And Elisha come by and seen all this goodness she'd done to the preacher, paid her tithes and everything, you know. So he said, go ask, see what we can do. I shall speak to the king or to the chief captain. She's by with my people and everything's all right. Said, all right, go ask her what can I do. And Gehazi said, there, and she has no children. Say, go tell her the fear of the Lord about this time of the year, according to life, that she'll receive a son. And she did. The kid got to be about 11 or 12 years old. One day, about noontime, he's out to be with his daddy. If he got a sunstroke, he began to harm my head. He sent one of the servants in with the baby. The little boy set him on his mother's lap, and knew he died. What a appropriate place. She took him up and laid him on the preacher's bed, where the prophet had laid him. Good place to go. Laid right on the preacher's bed. She said, saddle me a mule now and go forward and don't stop your riding until I bid you. I like that. Go forward and don't stop. Just keep going. That's right. Trouble is we stop to talk to too many people. We stop for too many social parties. We have so much so-and-so and organized stitching parties, you know, stitching so and talk about this so-and-so. You know how it is. All these different things come into church when you are to throw all that gully wash out and have an old-fashioned drop and revival. Praise you, from your back heaven down, the Holy Ghost comes like a rushing mighty wind and fills the place of the people.
Amen.
What we need. She said, don't you stop. Her husband said, the man's not a carnal, said this was neither new moon or Sabbath. She said, oh, well, she wanted to get to the prophet. So she went straight on. Elisha looked down and said, here comes that Shunammite. Something's wrong with her. I don't know what it is. She ran up and he said, is all well with thee and thy husband and thy child? She said, all is well. I like that. She's taking God's provided way. Said, everything's all right now. And then she began to reveal it. He told Elisha, said, go take my staff and lay it. Or told Gehazi, go take my staff and lay it on the child. But she said, I'm not going to leave you. So the prophet came back over, prayed, walked up and down the room, laid his body upon the dead child, and it come to life. The woman, Martha, knew that the Shunammite realized that God was in his prophet. And if God was in his prophet, surely God was in his son.
So if she could get to Jesus, she'd have the remedy. So she runs and falls down before him. She said, Lord, if that's what he was, Lord, if thou would have been here, my brother would not die. But even now, whatever you ask God, God will do. Oh, I like that. Even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. That's good tonight. He said, I'm a sinner, Brother Branham. Even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. Have mercy on me, a sinner, he'll do it.
Amen.
If you're sick, have mercy on me, Lord, he'll do it. Even now. You said, the doctor, give me up, but even now, Lord. I haven't walked in 5 years, but even now, Lord. I haven't heard nothing, but I don't know when. Even now, Lord. I haven't spoken a word, I can't tell you when, but even now, Lord, whatever you ask God of me, sitting at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions upon your profession. Hallelujah! Say, even now, whatever you ask God, God will do it. He took his little step up and said, thy brother shall rise again. He said, oh yes, Lord, in the general resurrection of the last day, he'll rise again. He said, I am the resurrection. All right. The Bible said there's no beauty to look at, a little plain-looking fellow. But he said when he stretched his step up, there was God. He said, now your brother rise again. He said, I am the resurrection life, saith God. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever believeth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? He said, yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Son of God, which is come into the world. I said, where are you laying? Here he goes to the grave. Jesus wept. A woman told me not long ago, a very good woman, a Christian science, who didn't believe that Jesus was had deity. She believed that he was a prophet. She believed that he was a good man. But he was he wasn't a virgin born. They denied a virgin birth. Not only that, but a survey showed that 85% of the Protestant preachers of the United States claimed that the virgin birth was a fake.
Amen.
Right. I can easily do that. I can easily think that from the way you live it. That's exactly the truth. Believe it was a faith. And the greater percent that didn't believe that Jesus would visibly return again. No wonder we need a revival. Brother Rissinger, you hear so much about revival today. We've never had a revival.
Amen. Amen.
I followed up another man here not long ago where he talked about a lot of this. Said he went to one city and he had 5,000 conversions. We followed right behind him, not the a group of ministers, and took the cars and followed him back again. And in 30 days' time, they couldn't find 30 that came to be saved. You know what I think? I think it's conviction instead of conversion. When I say conversion instead of the truth of God, what we need to do is not a protracted meeting, but an old-fashioned, black-man, Holy Ghost revival. An old-time, God-loose, sin-killing, blood-washed religion.
Amen.
Make you take them tar jewels back and you repent.
Amen.
That's right. She said, and she said, well, I look here, Brother Ram, I can prove to you that he wasn't nothing but a man. I said, do it. If you can prove to me that he wasn't God, then I'll accept it. She said, no, he wasn't divine. He was just a man, and I can prove it by the Bible that he was just a man. I said, if you can prove it by the Bible, then I'll accept it. She said, are you ready? I said, I am. She said, when he went down in St. John 11, when he went to the grave of Lazarus, he wept. I said, well, that's got to do with it. She said, well, it proved he was nothing but a man. He was crying. I said, look at your lady. He was a man, truly, but he was more than a man. He was a God-man. God was in Christ, reconciled the world to himself. Yes, sir, he came to do the will of the Father. He walked God's provided way. He never looked to the right or to the left. He done what God said to. He walked God's provided way. And on the road to Lazarus, he wept. He was a man when he was weeping. But when he stood there by the side of a grave where a man had been dead 4 days ago, curled skin worms running in and out of his body, and a stink around, when he said, come forth! A man had been dead 4 days. Come on, his feet and live again. That's a story of a man. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. He was a man crying, but he was God in the resurrection. He was a man when he come down off the mount that night, hungry, looking all around on the trees for something to eat. He was a man when he was hungry, but when he touched 5 biscuits and 2 little pieces of fish and fed 5,000 people, that was more than a man. That was God in flesh. Hallelujah. He was a man when he laid on the book that night, word for bottle stopper on a mighty sea. Oh, he was a man when he was laying there asleep. But when they said, tear down not that we perish, he stuck his foot up on the rail of the boat, said, peace, be still. And there was a calm. That was all there.
Doctors
could do her no good. And one day she's just back to faint. She'd had an issue of blood for many, many years. And one day she heard the roaring of the boat. She looked out, and there come God's provided way. Oh, my. I can see her come down with a high classical Baptist. The days of miracle passion she just crawled right between the legs. I see her come there with Brigham Young and all his wives. Why did you say? Why did they say, Father, where are you going if the physician came to you and told you, where are you going? I see you down here with that letter. She just said, I'm going God's provided way.
Amen.
Where's that? You don't mean that hypocrite over there? That's where it's at. I'm going right on, and she squeezed doing around until she got to this fellow here, and he belonged to this kind of church and this and that. They all tried to push her back, but she made her way to Jesus.
Amen.
Some of them said, now, wait a minute, sister. If you eat meat, you can't do it. She's going God's provided way. If you haven't taken up serpents, you can't do it. She went God's provided way. She wanted to get to Jesus. That's right. I think of David a little. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. When he said there, when he talked about, he said, taste and see the Lord is good. It tastes like honey alone. A little description I used to use. Think about an old script we used to carry on this side here. The old shepherds did. And when the sick would get, the sheep would all get sick, they'd take off some of the honey out of the script bag and put it on a limestone rock and call it a sick sheep. And let that sick sheep go licking on that rock. And when he go licking the honey off of the rock, he went to lick some of the limestone in while licking the honey. You know what happened? The sick sheep got well. Now look here, brother, I got a whole script bag full of it tonight, and I'm going to put it on the Baptist church, Methodist church, the Presbyterian church, or the Pentecostal church. I'm putting it on Christ Jesus for the cross, and you sick sheep go to listen, and you sure get some out of it. Pick on him, like old man today, and I'm going to come. Pick on him. You're the other. Don't pay attention. Watch what church says. Pay attention to Christ. Come in. For in him, he is the church. I see both God's provided way. He never said the Methodist was God's provided way. He didn't say the Baptist was. Or any other church. He said, I am the way. The truth and the life. You say, well, how do I know they live? By one spirit, we're all baptized into one body, become members of that body. We're 12. That's right. Subject to God. Everything he's got in his kingdom belongs to us. He just takes the whole big book full of checks and signs his name on the bottom and says, here you are, son, anything you need, go get it. Amen. Don't be afraid to throw it out. Put it out and say, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You'll take it back. Watch the other things you desire. Mark 11:24, when you pray, believe you receive it, you shall have it. Find out the text, the Lord, and he healed it. Tell him, say, there you are, Lord, I asked in Jesus' name for healing. Say, thank you, Lord. Walk out on with it. All the good news is coming down. Watch them crows sending down that food to life. There it is. Thou need salvation for my soul. Lord, you're just right out there. He said, come unto me, all you labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. That's for me, Lord. If you're not checking, need salvation, hand it to me, Lord. Here it is. Thank you, Lord. Walk away with it. Did the Holy Ghost. Yes, sir. Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you do with power from on high. And if the Holy Ghost come upon you, you'll be witnessing in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and the most parts of the world. See that? You'll have to check and set it up tonight and see what happens. Got to do it. God's provided way. He provided your checkbook. Wait until now. God promises. Do you believe that? Sure. God always has a provided way. There's the little guy by the name of Jairus one day. Oh, he kind of joined himself up with a bunch of unbelievers, like a whole lot of preachers that have joined up the same way today. The Bible said, yoke yourself out amongst unbelievers. All right. The first thing you know, why did he say that? You are. Well, the Bible says, these signs shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
In my name they shall cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, drink dead things, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover.
Amen.
You preach that in half the churches, they to kick you out the door.
Amen.
Right? That's right. Don't know God's provided way, but that's what he said. That's what Jesus said. Do you believe it?
Amen.
Yes, sir. And then if he said so, amen. I believe it, I think it's the truth, and I'm walking his way, what he said to me. And he's confirmed it with signs and wonders following.
Amen.
That's right. But just do the same thing. Walk on it forever. Whosoever will, and he come on in. Come on. God's called you. He's got to come. So come right on in. Don't wait any longer. Take it tonight. I see this little fellow. He joined himself up. He loved Jesus, but yet he was just kind of waiting. He didn't want to lose his prestige. You know, the prestige. So he come out there. So Lord said, look at the little fellow down there. I speak up to him to eternal life. And there he is with that bunch of unbelievers. Well, I'll pick him up. You said, let it go. And he gets sick. He said, well, I'll call in doctors. I go. Doctor, don't look your own way. He said, I'll get a little, Charles. Hey, what we better do? We better do this, that, and get all the drugs and so forth. She went right on dying. And he said, I wonder if God's got a provided way. Oh, my. The man, he criticized so much about divine healing. I heard that, and he said, yes. Charles, don't you think he's a hypocrite? No, said the Holy Spirit. He's not a hypocrite. You believe in I guess he is. That's the way some of these borderline preachers are. Just afraid, oh, God, take the wishbone out of you and put a backbone in you. I heard somebody laughing this morning. He said, Lord, give me the backbone the size of a solo, put plenty of knowledge in the gable into my soul, and let me fight the devil as long as I got one tooth left and a gun until I die.
He said, I go, high priest, to the temple.
the lamb receding into the temple to offer the lamb for a sacrifice. Oh, he said, you can't do that. He said, yes, Bartimaeus. He said, here, I'll give you the price of the lamb. You go buy one. He said, I never promised God a lamb. I promised him this lamb.
Amen.
This lamb. He said, fine, Bartimaeus, thou cannot take that lamb. That lamb is your eyes. You can't see without that lamb. That lamb leaves you. That's your eyes, fine, Bartimaeus. You can't offer that lamb. So the old man trembled a little bit. And said, oh, high priest, God will provide a lamb for blind Bartimaeus to die. God bless his heart. When he heard that coming back, God had provided a lamb. There he is. He's God's provided lamb tonight. He's the lamb provided to your eyes, your spiritual eyes. He's the lamb provided for your soul. He's the lamb provided for your escape from hell. He's the lamb provided for your glory in heaven. Won't you receive him while we pray, while we bow our heads, O Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, our most everlasting life, give it every good gift. Send thy blessings upon this people. These poor little things are preparing remarks, Lord, but I know that you have a provided way. You said at the parting of days of Noah, so will it be in the coming of the Son of Man, a preparation time. A time when a place to be prepared for those who want to escape the wrath. I pray, God, that right now, that that Lamb of God that is provided for the blind man dying, or the woman with the blood issue, the spots of blood issue, the Lamb that is provided for the dead Lazarus. God have mercy. When I think about it, that's the same lamb was provided for my blind eyes one day. When Mary and Louis told me 3 years ago I didn't have a hope of everything well again, God provided the lamb. When you sent your angel down in a dream spell and said, go do this, how could I do it before a great world of atheists and unbelievers? But God provided the lamb. God, my poor little church here, Lord, as I look at it, now think of many thousands of miles across the seas and poles and plains and icebergs. God, many times in the lonely room praying, think about the times that want me to come by and shake my hand. The old sawdust is laid on the floor. The wind is shaking when the wind blows. I think of bringing my own darling wife and laying her down at the foot of the cross, preaching her funeral. Remember seeing my little baby Lawrence lay on her arms. I remember poor little Billy Paul that you filled with the Holy Ghost a few hours ago, coming down to the grave there that morning to put an Easter flower on it and started crying. I put my arm around the little son and said, God has provided a lamb, a sin offering. Someday, in this little grave of over, mommy will come out and show her little sister. God has a provided lamb. Some of these days, God put my last sermon to preach. My lady out in the room, and I feel the pulse coming up my sleeve. The cold, dead tide is floating into my room as the wind is open, the curtains blowing. Shut off the lights, little man, Lord. I'll keep the lights on. I'll keep the sheep. Put the souls down in the teeth of eternity. I'll walk down to the valley of shadows. Thank you.
bless your heart.
Anything outside or inside.
And the Holy Spirit is here. Have you ever accepted God's way out? God has provided way for you. Nothing you can do to bear. God has provided for you. Won't you come receive it? Won't you tonight? Is it sin and bring your reason for his head where he ran and said, God is going to provide you an entire life. We have enough room here for an older call in the older. There's no room. Don't just ask you to raise your hand. Can you do it? A sinner. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. God bless you. If you back in the back again, anybody back there, over on the right hand side now. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Somebody else can raise their hand and remember me. Oh, God, be gracious to your land now. God bless you, sister. I see you sitting here. Somebody on the outside walk up, lay your hands against the screen. Say, brother, remember me. Oh, God, provide a way.